What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we will have a discussion of Watergate. We'll also have President Bush's Memorial Day speech. And dyslexic poet Billy Seymour reads Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood. All ahead on our program tonight. It's the Phil Hendry Show. This hour of our program is going to feature some rather graphic discussion. And I want to just say it right now. If you are a sensitive individual, if you're an individual who has children in the room, so on and so forth, please, please take this into consideration and tune the show out send the kids out of the room. David G. Hall is joining us. We are going to talk about Watergate. The challenge that we have, according to the discussion we had, David, is that the man who was the source of information, the challenge we have in this climate is one that is about decency.
Well, Phil, that's my feeling. And again, I second what you said to the listeners. If you are sensitive at all, to please keep this in mind of the next hour's broadcast. We are going to be talking about things that might be offensive to certain people. The challenge, as I mentioned to you, is how these things collide. The news being that former FBI executive Bart Felt was the prime source of information for Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein in the Watergate scandal. This is big news, but we have other considerations.
Well, I know you want to discuss the story in light of the recent FCC pressure.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. I don't see it as pressure. I see, just as an aside, I see the FCC as having legitimate concern over a lot of questionable material.
But the Watergate story, while researching Watergate, Woodward and Bernstein came across this source. They nicknamed him Deep Throat because of the film that was popular.
Well, but I've got to ask you to take into consideration the wishes of the audience. You may want to talk about this story, but you've got a radio audience right now in general that's sick of these references. They're tired of this graphic kind of discussion. I'm not saying that this is graphic, all right?
Well, if you're thinking of Deep Throat in light of the movie, I'm talking about in the context of the news story.
Well, what the story is doing is giving a lot of people the excuse, though, to start talking about this movie and the nature of the film. As a broadcaster, I've got to monitor what you're saying, or we do have license issues.
All right, so what is the major concern? There are a lot of people who are going to be offended.
In the political context, I know what you're talking about. But these constant references to this man as Deep Throat, there's a lot of children are going to be exposed to this.
But if it's in the political context of the story.
Even in the context of the political event. You're interested in Watergate, and that's fine. And there's some people who are, but most listeners are not familiar with that story. Most people listening to you right now were not even barely born when Watergate took place. A lot of them simply want the airwaves cleaned up.
Right. Well, let me tell you what we're talking about. The prime source, this unnamed source, this man, Mr. Felt, was unknown for years. Woodward and Bernstein called him Deep Throat. And the reason why they called him Deep Throat is because...
Well, we got it, because of the movie, but...
So I want to ask you, do you think it's more important for a listener... Let me ask you this. Is it more important for a listener to have information and news, or is it more important to keep the airwaves free of sexual material? One's about enlightening ourselves, the other's about keeping the airwaves clean.
I think it's a good question, Phil, but we're living in a time where people get themselves into a lot of trouble trying to get information about everything. We're shifting in this country. You've got people out there now who don't care if they're stupid about water. They want to be able to turn the radio on without hearing filth. And when I don't mean to say your listeners are stupid, I guess you could say they're stupider than you or me, but that's why they listen to us.
But if I say the man who was Deep Throat died today...
See, you keep wanting to say that word, and I'm asking you not to do it. All right.
Because of the sexual content.
So, in other words, you want every time what I'm saying that you mentioned the news story, Watergate, and you mentioned that Deep Throat died... Let me give you an example, Phil. I don't like it at all, but one of the things I've got to do is review material that may be unsuitable for radio and other mediums. And they now have one of these depraved things on film where a guy brings his amateur wife on camera to have sex with one of these porn actors. And I was looking at this weekend and feeling sorry for the woman and the husband. And she starts to have this gag reflex because I guess her husband wasn't anywhere near what she was joking on it in the movie. And what I'm saying is...
Well, people aren't going to think that.
I'm sorry?
Are you saying that people are going to think about...
I'm telling you that in this environment, people are sick and tired of hearing references to deep-throating this and deep-throating that. And as I mentioned, this, the only thing you're doing is you're putting into people's minds, like I said, this some housewife gagging. And the point that I'm trying to make is that we have a duty and an obligation to our listeners. And they understand this. You're on the wrong side of this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show number, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the man who died today, who was the prime source of information for Robert Woodward and Carl Bernstein, the two reporters who won the Pulitzer Prize for the Washington Post on the Watergate scandal. Watergate was about Richard Nixon eventually covering up a lot of information about a burglary at the Watergate complex, business complex.
See, you're having to explain it all.
Well, I'm just giving some background.
Yeah, but you're having to explain it all. Why? What's the point of even talking about this story? You've got to explain it and explain it and explain it.
And well, there's a lot of people who remember it.
Well, the people that remember it are older than you. That means that you want to, so you're telling me you want to broadcast to people that are 60, is that it?
Yes. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it was a pivotal time in American history, and this was a huge mystery.
Well, it was a huge mystery, but again, it's an excuse for you to start saying, well, and guess what, his name was Deep Throat. I'm not saying that you mean it in a sexual sense. I'm saying that people are sick and tired of having references about sex, gag reflexes, all of this kind of thing on the radio. And I'm asking you to be able to talk about something else other than this. Because every time you do, you're going to have to say the words.
The man's nickname was Deep Throat.
It was right. And there you go again, wanting to say it. To me...
All right, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When I say that the man known as Deep Throat died, or he didn't die, why am I saying he died? He admitted that he was Deep Throat to his family. He's still very much alive.
Well, but he's not in good health.
All right, he's not in good health, but it was confirmed by the Washington Post. It was also confirmed by Woodward and Bernstein. This is a 32-year mystery that's been solved, a 33-year mystery that's been solved. Do you not want me to use those words, Deep Throat?
I'm saying that it's childish. I'm saying that Woodward and Bernstein, I guess they think they were great reporters. I'm sure they were fine reporters. I personally admired Richard Nixon. I thought what they did to him was a little heavy-handed. And so they get their kicks using this word, Deep Throat. And I think it's to humiliate women more than anything else. I don't think
Woodward and Bernstein were reporters, okay? They were looking into a story that was a pivotal story.
No, but I think they were politically motivated, and I think they used the term Deep Throat so that they could take a look at women having to say it and get their kicks.
To humiliate women?
Yes, absolutely. And this is why I, as a broadcaster, join with other broadcasters across America, whether they work for the Infinity Company, whether they work for Civil, whoever. Local stations, many of them that you're on. I'm saying, please don't take the bait of Woodward and Bernstein, two guys that hated Richard Nixon and wanted to humiliate women, and keep saying this movie's name over and over about deep throat this and deep throat that and deep throating, putting the ing at the end of it. I think that you're falling into a trap, Phil, and you're going to have the FCC on your back.
Well, I've never said deep throating, okay?
But the temptation is there.
The temptation is not there for me to talk about it in a sexual light.
No, I'm not saying that you are, but you're going to use the words in such a way that people are going to start thinking about... They won't be thinking about Watergate. They won't be thinking about...
Why? Because they weren't around then?
Yes, why are we talking about this? I mean, you...
All right, I mean, look, here's the point that I'm trying to make. when you say there's a clash here, and we'll get to some phone calls, we'll also take a break here in a moment. When you say there's a an informational clash between the needs of the audience to clean up the airwaves and to report the news, you said it's people want to stay stupid, did you say?
No, I said they may be stupider than you or me. I said people, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble with information, Phil. People want the airwaves cleaned up. You come on talking about Watergate. Okay, that's fine. 33 years later, nobody in the audience cares, and you and people may perceive you as using that as an excuse to start talking about, hey, deep throat, and everything that goes along with that.
Well, you're the guy that watched the movie this weekend.
I am saying to you, the first thing that comes to mind for anybody, especially if a woman's listening, when you say the words deep throat, she's not thinking Watergate. She's thinking of...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I think it's a little insulting to women.
Phil, come on, don't play...
No, I think it's taking women... I don't know. I think it makes them sound a little stupid. 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall with us on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the gentleman by the name of Mark Felt, former FBI executive who has come out and has admitted that he was indeed the confidential source of Robert Woodward, Carl Bernstein. This has been a 33-year secret, folks. The man that fed them the information that eventually brought down the Nixon administration. Information having to do with, you name it, campaign financing. Information having to do with the break-in itself, the plumber's unit that was operating inside the White House against basically the law. It was kind of an enforcement, a de facto enforcement agency. He has come out and admitted this. His nickname was Deep Throat because of the movie that was out. Are we stepping over the line by talking a little bit too much about Deep Throat, and is it humiliating to women to have to keep hearing that phrase? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I know women that will forgive cheating by a man for a short stack of pancakes.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, well, we have callers hanging on the line. 1-800-449-8686. Kind of a big news day with the admission by Mark Felt, who was a FBI executive. He was a number two at the FBI. At that time, it was, I think it was Gray.
I mean, Gray or Webster, one of the two.
Webster? I thought Webster was recent.
No, I thought it was Webster.
Well, whatever. He was number two at the FBI during the Watergate, and he was the primary guy. But our concern, the primary source of information for Woodward and Bernstein.
Right.
But our concern here is using the term deep throat.
Because we've got FCC pressure that's been brought to bear since March of last year, especially following the Janet Jackson performance at the Super Bowl, where the FCC is actively fining licensees, and on top of that, is seeking the licenses of radio stations, and many people are losing their jobs. Now, you want to insist on talking about a topic that is very old, only very, I don't want to say old people remember it, but only old people, talk about this kind of stuff. It's just a...
But Nixon was a pivotal figure in American history.
A pivotal figure in American history, so is Lincoln. Do you want us to start talking about the Civil War?
But it's relatively recent. People remember it.
Old people remember it. Old. People that are, excuse me, Phil, but people that are ready to die, for that matter. But I'm telling you that talking about deep throat is offensive to women because that was the name of a porn movie that offended women everywhere. And it had a woman in that movie. Well, you know what she was doing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joe. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David G. Hall.
Okay, I mean, I think that really, if we're, in the context of a news story, that people are not really going to immediately jump to the porn reference.
I can't take that chance.
I think it's kind of, I think it's kind of a weak argument. I mean, that, well, I think it's a story that is topical about a president who betrayed the trust of everyone. I'm only 28 years old, we know about Watergate.
That's a matter of opinion, whether he betrayed the trust.
Well, wait a minute, that's not a matter of opinion. I mean, Richard Nixon
committed
resigned.
A crime.
I thought he was a very solid foreign policy president.
Okay, everybody says that about Nixon, and maybe he was. But as a president, as this gentleman is saying, holding the trust of the American people, he took an oath to defend the Constitution.
Look,
and then he violated it.
Woodward and Bernstein were out for blood. And I think there's something to be said about how they feel about women, these two reporters. Every time you got to talk about Deep Throat, how do you think women feel about having to say that?
You know something? I can watch commercials every single day about how to clean myself if I feel unfresh. I really think that you're just going off on a tangent. Nixon and Deep Throat, this is a very topical story. It's very big news, and
what do you mean
to be discussed.
I don't understand about how you can clean yourself. What does that mean?
I mean, there's commercials on TV for all kinds of feminine products, and I don't think people immediately go, well, you know, it's vagina. So vagina means I must be talking about porn. You're talking about a gentleman whose nickname was Deep Throat, and in the context of a story, I don't think women are offended.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You just used a word in reference to a woman's private area. Okay. Did that give you a thrill saying that?
No, actually, it doesn't, because, I mean,
We're talking about this.
No, let the caller explain. I want to hear this. Did you get some kind of a cheap thrill saying that?
Of course not. I mean, I'm an average American. I'm not a pervert.
It sounds... Let me ask you a question, and I don't mean to be offensive.
Sure.
And I don't know how to say this. Do you know a little bit something about the topic?
Okay, that's irregardless of what we're taught. Don't even answer that, sir.
Wait, what do you mean don't answer that?
What difference does it make whether he knows something about the topic or not?
Well, I mean...
Yes?
I'm pretty sure my wife would agree that, I mean, we are a happily married couple.
Oh, all right, so you're heterosexual.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry.
Well, what did that mean?
I don't know whether this guy's got some first-hand knowledge about the topic.
I mean... Look, I mean, I'm a college-age student. I mean, we know about Nixon. We know about Watergate. I think, you know, using the reference that was used during the time of the story is not offensive.
Right, you don't think
women are? I think women are educated enough not to go porn.
Well,
you know,
let me
think you as a man might be jumping to porn, and you might have a little issue yourself because if that's all you keep talking about again and again.
No, let me tell you something. I'm in an industry right now that's under fire. Because of sexually related material. We got stations losing licenses. I have to be mindful of this. And I would suggest that you ask your wife when you get home tonight, when she hears the term deep throat, does she immediately start, you know, like I said, I mean, does she immediately go to the gag reflex?
Oh, brother.
I would probably never say that to
what
my wife.
What is so funny
that's
about
why I'm
that?
I'm so happily married.
What is so funny about that?
What do you mean go to the gag reflex? Look, you saw one movie.
It was one of those pro-am, huh? It was one of those pro-ams where the guy brings his wife in.
Okay.
And she gagged. What is this guy laughing about? And what I'm asking both of you gentlemen now is to get serious here, because licenses are at stake.
I'm as serious as a freaking heart attack on this thing, man. All right, thanks, Joe, for your call. I just think that because you were watching, you think women are immediately going to... I don't know.
You don't have your thoughts clear about it.
Here is Cody. Go ahead, Cody.
Hi. I just wanted to say a couple of things real quick. First of all, I'm 27 years old. I was born after the whole Watergate scandal, and I completely agree with the last caller that it was important in American politics because what it showed was that even the president is subject to the laws of this country. The other thing I wanted to tell you was that within 3 seconds of hearing the word what you were talking about, in reference to the news story, I knew it was that in reference to the news story. But the most important thing I wanted to say to this guy is that...
So you didn't think about... Well, you're a guy, so you're... I'm talking about women. They hear the term deep throat, and it's uncomfortable for them.
Okay, but it's in context to the news story.
Right.
And I think once they hear that...
Cody, hold on. Cody, hold the line. I'm going to take a break, but you'll be coming out.
No, I want to hear what this guy has to say.
I got to take a break.
See, he's a guy. He hears deep throat. Okay. Women hear that, and they almost, you can, a lot of women have told me, they kind of go, I don't know how to explain it.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking about the man who is known as Deep Throat, Mr. Mark Felt, number two at the FBI, admitting such today, yesterday actually, or over the weekend to the press. His family has come out, by the way, and said, I hope you view my father as an American hero. He took his job into his hands, took his career and perhaps his life in his hands doing this. David Hall.
Well, I think that's going above and beyond. I mean, look at Woodward and Bernstein. Okay, they were good reporters, but I think this Nixon, I think this was out to get Nixon. And this, again, I don't care. You keep wanting to talk about this story as if anyone cares about it. That's number one. Number two.
Well, you just heard a guy.
I heard a man who claimed he was straight. Okay. And look, here's the number one thing.
You said, what are you saying, that guy was gay?
I think so.
Is that why you asked him if he had first-hand knowledge of the topic?
Well, the point that I'm making is I want to know whether I'm getting callers here who have a special interest or who are just regular, real people. Now, here's the point. I talked, and you know her, I talked to Susan Daly over there at Newsweek, and I told her, when you keep hearing this reference, deep throat this, deep throat, what do you think? And she said to me, I'm getting sick and tired of it, because it reminds me of having to, you know, do that sometimes.
So she immediately makes...
Yeah, she makes the reference. A lot of women do. And in that movie, I don't know if you saw it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it, and it's entirely offensive, where this woman is basically, they're huge. And how she didn't just, and so, and I talked to Sharon, she said, yeah, every woman, when she hears the name Deep Throat, she immediately kind of gags up a little bit.
Every woman in contact.
Phil, I'm just telling you what the FCC requires of this radio station.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sharon, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. You know, Sharon, would you just hold for 1 second? I had Cody hanging on. I'll get right to you. Sorry, Cody. Go right ahead. You were with us through the break. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I wanted to get back to my main point that I wanted to tell this guy. He wants to know about legitimate callers. I want to tell him something, that I'm in the military. I'm a captain and a U.S. Army Ranger stationed with the 10th Mountain Division. I'm getting ready to go over for my second combat deployment in August. What I did when I signed up for this job was to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States.
By the way, we support you, Cody. We're with you.
Don't suck up.
I'm not sucking up. I'm telling you.
Hey, I'm going to talk for a minute, and you're going
to
listen.
I just don't want the host sucking up to you.
I'm just telling the young man that we're proud of him and we're glad for the job they're doing. I don't think they've been hearing enough of that.
I swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that means the First Amendment.
And uphold.
And I think. No, you listen to me. I think it's offensive that you think Americans are so stupid that you need to suppress information from us. You claim to protect the American people. I protect the American people. And what you're doing is pushing a political agenda,
Bob. No, sir, I'm trying to say that the FCC is, with all due respect to your, you know, going over to Iraq and everything, I'm in the broadcast business. We have licenses. And my host here wants to go, oh, yeah, deep throat, deep throat.
What he's talking about is Watergate. He's talking about a news story,
a political story.
Well, every American who's listening to this radio program right now knows exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about Watergate. And for you to say that nobody cares means that you know exactly what Americans are thinking. And I'm telling you, you don't. You're disconnected from reality.
I'm not trying to tell you how to be a soldier. Please don't tell me how to be a communicator. It's my job to know what the American people are thinking. That's what I do for a living. And I'm
telling you don't know what we're thinking.
This host is on, and it's a small step from saying deep throat to she deep throated, and that kind of thing.
What do you mean? Why would I even go there? Okay,
Phil, I'm going to ask you to just shut up while I'm talking to the caller. Do you hear what I'm saying, sir? Is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
but you know what? I'm done talking to you because you're not going to see my point, Phil. It's a great show.
So, in other words, if I don't agree with you, I don't agree with you. You're hanging up. I guess that's the way you treat the enemy, though. If they don't agree with you, you shoot them.
Well, yeah, that's about how you treat the enemy. All right, Cody, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Sharon.
I am so beyond offended by almost everything this man has said. I can't even...
I'm trying to protect women.
You are not protecting me. I am a 54-year-old woman who lived through Watergate, who as soon as I found out about Deep Throat, which, by the way, did not remind me of any kind of porn that you keep talking about.
You don't have a gag reflex.
That's none of your business. That has nothing to do with Watergate and Deep Throat. Get that through your head.
It doesn't. The film was
pornography.
We are talking about the film. We're talking about Watergate
Mr.
and
Henry,
the man who was...
I want to ask Mr. Henry to shut up while I'm talking to the callers.
That's my show.
Just shut up. Okay.
This is the first time I've ever listened to this show.
I just want to get to your point. What was your point? Your point is you don't gag.
My point is you're a moron. And I hate to be reduced to that kind of name-calling, but I can't come up with anything that makes sense.
What I'm saying is this. The FCC made it clear in March of
2004. Why don't you call Howard Stern's show when you want to talk about the FCC?
Wait a second. This is happening to the entire industry. We've got stations being fined everywhere. I've got to monitor for material. Now this news story happens.
Wait a minute. Who brought up the reference to the porn movie about Deep Throat?
That's what it's about.
I doubt it was any other color but you.
Ma'am, you know as well as I do that nickname was given to that man because of that film.
It doesn't matter. When I think of Deep Throat, I think of what happened in Watergate. I don't think of that film. And I resent you saying that every woman thinks of a porn film when they hear Deep Throat.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever you say.
Well, what are you saying?
Now,
the lady's a liar?
Now you're going to refer like you did to the soldier who's defending us.
No, ma'am, I'm not. It's not that I don't agree with you. I question whether you're being, frankly, truthful.
All right, let me tell you. As soon as I heard about that on the news, I called a friend of mine who is 5 years younger than myself and is not 1 foot in the grave, as you referred to us.
Is she female? Was it a female?
Yes, it was a female.
Okay, that's significant.
And when I called her, I said, guess what? They named Deep Throat.
And she went,
oh, my God, you're kidding me. Who was it? She didn't think anything of the porn film. It's not, you cannot, as a man especially.
Ma'am, when you said that to her, she didn't go anything.
Are you for real?
Am I for real? Do you know how much the FCC fines?
The lady said what her friend said. Why do you say she didn't like that?
Millions of dollars in fines are shutting down radio stations, and guys like you are losing their jobs. Guys like Mr. Henry losing their jobs because they want to get in the air
He didn't bring up the reference to the porn film, did he?
Wait a minute. The movie.
Issue didn't come into this discussion until you brought it in. So are you trying to get him off the air? Is that your point?
No, I am not. The Deep Throat is about a movie. People know more about that movie.
Deep Throat, in this context, is about what happened in Watergate.
Here's where you're showing your age.
I'm proud of my age.
Wait a minute. Most people, when they hear Deep Throat, they think of the movie.
No.
You are so wrong.
I don't think so.
Most people with perversion in their heads or a penchant for
Wait a second. That movie
porn?
Made more money. That movie grossed more money.
So what? We're not talking about money. You want to talk about money? Let's talk about what happened because of Watergate.
People vote with their money. And because you can't be honest enough to say when you heard you didn't
Now you're out of control. Because you have number one, I am being honest. I was very interested. I followed everything that went on in Watergate.
I bet you were interested.
Okay,
pardon
that's
me?
Way over the line.
Well, I don't think
way
that,
over
that's
the line.
Way over the line.
And I don't take back saying I was driving home in my car listening to this, and I swear there was a cop in front of me. I wanted to flag him down and say, turn on the radio and listen
okay,
to
okay, so you want to have me arrested because you don't agree with what I say?
No, I didn't say I wanted to have you arrested. I said I wanted to talk to the cop about it. I wanted to talk about to the first person I saw about what insanity
that,
I
Phil.
Was hearing on the radio.
So here's a woman that wants to turn you into the cops. Because
no.
She didn't say that,
you
man.
Are, oh, my
no,
God.
Well, her first instinct was to go to the authorities.
No, my first
and
instinct
why is that
if you listen to what I said, which obviously you're not listening to anything I said.
I hear you. I hear you.
You accused a previous caller of being gay as if it would have made a difference in the issue. You
oh,
know,
come
this
on.
Is a typical right-wing bash anybody that doesn't
ma'am,
agree with
I'm
you
just
and find
saying,
something wrong with
you
them.
You liberals out there are shouldn't you're a liberal, you ought to know what I'm talking about when I talk
I'm
about
an independent. So now you're automatically assuming that that
well,
I
you
have
people
a
are all the same. You have peculiar tastes. And you're telling me your friend, you go, hey, guess what, Deep Throat.
And she, this
I'm
is
sure
a woman,
she started off with what she said.
This is
oh,
a
really?
Woman who
I'm sure
supports
she said,
five
really?
Children. Is that somebody? And works for a living.
Five children?
In a grocery store.
And you're
store.
Telling me
is
she doesn't know anything about the whole topic of reflex.
All right.
Oh, my
Sharon,
God.
Thank you very much for your call.
Oh, my God. Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah. No, you good luck.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about Deep Throat, the man who was Deep Throat. Or are we talking about it? Should we not even mention it? Because, after all, it was the name of a porn movie. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And that's what I'm saying, that the females who are following this story, women of all ages, don't think of porn when they think of the name Deep Throat. We're talking with David G. Hall, of Vice President of Syndication, about the Mark Felt today coming out, the 91-year-old former FBI man, and saying, I was Deep Throat, the source for the Woodward and Bernstein reporting in the Washington Post, which was the most notable of all the reporting that was done about Watergate back then. And it was Woodward and Bernstein who really were making the large claims, really shocking claims against the Nixon administration. New York Times was too, but it was the Washington Post that exposed these campaign fund slush funds, exposed the possibility the president knew something and was lying to the American people about it.
Well, I don't want you to start getting into that. We're talking about something very basic having to do with the Federal Communications Commission dictates on decency. And
look, at last week you didn't want me saying root beer because it had the term root in it. Yeah, one other time you didn't want me saying, what was it, Mark, that one time you didn't want me saying?
You say a lot. Don't start bringing up what I say.
You don't want me saying words. When I talked about Maria and I having an Easter ham and I had to pull the bone out of it.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You're telling me I was wrong there?
What was wrong about me talking about pulling a bone out of a ham?
Oh, my God. You want to keep going there, don't you, Phil? You want to test the waters. You want to test the limits of what this country and what the Federal Communications Commission will allow. Well, I'm telling you that there is...
What is wrong with me saying pulling bone out of a ham?
Pulling ham. That's what I'm talking about. Now you come on the air, oh, guess what? Hey, deep throat this and deep throat that, deep throating, she deep throated this and that. And
I didn't say anything like that.
But you're thinking it, and so are the females out there.
Here is Diane. Go ahead, Diane. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Hendry, your
yes.
guest is insulting every single human being who was alive during Watergate and who has studied the history of it. And
yeah, a lot of old people. A lot of old people, yeah. I'm talking about the young people today.
My friend, I am 59 years young. I live through Watergate, and I am not ready to die. Neither are my children who studied it in college. And I find you offensive.
Well, how do you know they studied it?
And full of poppycock. And what do you think when I say poppycock?
Well, you know something? If that word falls off of your lips with ease, then it tells me a lot about you.
It tells you that I know a lot of Victorian curse words.
I think if those words fall out of your mouth with ease, it tells me a lot. It tells me a lot about you, okay? Tells me a lot about you. If I'm not talking to a lady, then I'm not talking to a lady. But I'm telling you,
somebody who recognizes your diversion.
Ladies.
It's a diversion that you're trying to pull, so we're not talking about the fact no one is above the law.
Now, wait just a second.
Well, you did say you were a fan of Nixon.
I thought Nixon
got
a bad...
No, I didn't say I was a fan of Nixon.
No, you didn't, Diane. I'm talking about the Mr. Hall. You said...
I thought Nixon was a way better president than people gave him credit for.
Doesn't matter.
You know what?
What matters is no one is above the law.
Oh, come. Can't you think of anything more original than that?
Even if they're not...
LA Law, Law and Order, and get that line.
Pay attention to it, sir. Pay attention to it. Because that's what history proved for us there.
Look, you know, I notice how you want to avoid the whole deep throat issue, don't you? Why?
It isn't an issue, sir. An issue is a code word.
What am I talking to, C-3PO?
That is political.
What?
And if you continue to insult the American women, you're going to get a lot of
people. I'm not insulting you. I'm trying to protect the American...
We're not as stupid as you think we are.
I'm trying to protect the American women from...
We are not as stupid as you think we are.
I didn't say you were stupid.
Yes, you did.
I said that...
Yes, you did. You said that...
By complete inference, sir, I do not need your protection from such poppycock.
Are you trying to tell me that you want to hear all about deep-throating?
No, I want to hear about Watergate.
We're not talking about that.
Where we're supposed to be.
Well, she's all interested in, you know...
The fact that we're supposed to be talking about Watergate, and diverted it.
You know what? I'll tell you why you're comfortable with this. You don't even have a gag reflex.
What the hell difference does that make? You diverted from a political agenda. Have a dirty mind, sir.
I'd like to get to know you better.
You have a very dirty
mind,
sir.
Boy, that is really sick.
What is?
You are a very sick and dirty-minded person.
Sick.
All right, look at... Why don't you break, Phil?
I do have to break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, you got it?
I got it right now. Yeah.
Okay. I'm watching. By the way, is that caller Diane still on the phone, Phil?
No, she's gone.
That's too bad. I wanted to maybe get her phone number. Here's the thing that I wanted to...
Why did you want her phone number?
She said she didn't have a gag reflex.
What do you want to say?
Don't talk to me like that.
What do you want to say? I got 40 seconds.
Okay, right here is the music to, forgive me, but this is a film and it is pornographic. But it does illustrate perfectly what I'm talking about. The movie's called Do My Wife Volume 2. In it, a wife says, these are amateur wives.
Uh-huh.
She says, ooh, my gag reflex. So, that kind of says it, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, that really connects in perfect with the Watergate scandal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm David G.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore.